Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Every contractor listening to this tape has considered building his or her own building. At first glance, building your own building seems like a great idea, but often the fear factor soon takes over and it never happens. This month's tape is about as real as you can get. Paul Nebraski started his company in 1988. In 13 short years, Paul has grown his company to $3.3 million in gross sales with 23 employees. As you might have imagined, it wasn't long before his initial building became inadequate, and the decision had to be made whether to rent an existing building or to build his own. Paul decided to build his own building, and will share with you on this tape all the pros and cons of doing so. In addition to being a very successful contractor, Paul Nebraski is an active member of Quality Service Contractors, having been a past trustee of the organization. Paul also speaks to fellow contractors across the country and has been featured in the Plumbing and Mechanical magazine for his work on carbon monoxide testing. This month's tape is going to be a contractor talking to a contractor. I know you're going to enjoy the tape. Who knows, perhaps after listening to this tape, you may decide to build your own building. Oh, and by the way, be sure to listen carefully to the end of this tape. Grandy & Associates is introducing a brand new 3-day business training program called the Basic Business Boot Camp. I'll give you details at the end of the tape.
Hello, my name is Paul Nebraski from Nebraski Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. I'm going to talk to you about the pros and cons of building a new facility to meet the needs of your business. As you will hear, the pros will far outweigh the cons. Building and maintaining your own office, warehouse, showroom facility in the contracting business is a major undertaking. But if you plan ahead, set realistic goals, and trust your employees, your decision will benefit yourself, your existing customer base, and future customers. I will now take you through the pros and cons of this process and the end result. In December of 2000, I moved out of a rented office and warehouse space into a new 10,000 square foot facility. Along with planning the size of the warehouse, designing a showroom, setting up the office, and one of the most important financial decisions was setting up additional space to rent to local businesses. This is a key factor in offsetting the cost of running the building. Let's talk about the financial gains of building a facility. For many years, I rented space, and the money I paid went to paying off my landlord's mortgage. Even though it was a tax deduction for my own business, it did nothing to further my personal wealth. Instead, I set up a real estate holding company and rented the building from that entity. This way, paying off the mortgage adds to my personal wealth. Since the company and the building are two separate entities, in the future, when I decide to sell my business, the building is a separate piece of real estate that can be rented or sold on its own. The income that is gained from your real estate is personal wealth. With today's stock market as it is, real estate is the only real safe investment. Since the completion of my building 6 months ago, the appraised value has already gone up $150,000. Not a bad financial gain in only 6 months. I do not expect to see this type of gain all the time, but historically, real estate is a safe and profitable investment. By building your own facility, you're designing a space around your own operation, as opposed to making do with an already existing dwelling. Let's talk about the process of designing and building a facility. The first and hardest part of the process is finding the right location. In my case, I wanted a place with high visibility, easy access for deliveries and customers, and enough room to expand if necessary. This was a 3-year process. Next came site plan approval with the town planning board. Since this can be a very frustrating and grueling process, it is wise to buy your property subject to site plan approval, so that if your plan is then approved, your cost outlay is minimal. If your site plan is approved, you will need to meet with an architect, specifically one who specializes in commercial design. Also, have a budget in mind so the architect can plan your building based on your needs and financial status. Next, go to several different banks to get approval for the financing. You will find that each bank will have different plans for you and will compete against each other to give you the best deal. The next process is hiring a builder. In my case, since I had been in the construction business throughout my career, I decided to general contract the project myself. The complete building process took 7 months and culminated with a grand opening party, which allowed my business contacts to visit the new facility. When designing your facility, it is important to remember that with a lot of hard work and a little luck, your business will eventually expand. The last thing you want to do is grow out of your new space too quickly. In my new 10,000 square foot facility, my business occupies 7,000 square feet, with two other tenants leasing the remaining 3,000 square feet. Each tenant has a 3-year lease. It is wise only to lease for the maximum of 3 years with the option to renew. So if your business needs a space, you are not locked into a long-term lease agreement. Also, it is helpful to split your lease space among more than one tenant. This way, if you lose one, you still have the other space rented to help you out with your mortgage. During the building process, my present employees were able to help design their own space, with myself and the architect having final say. This was a morale booster. When they moved into the space, they really felt as though they were part of the entire building process. Once the building is open for business, you will see a tremendous difference in the mindset of your employees. The new work environment added to the productivity of my employees. It shows in the amount of work they have got done and the happy attitude that I see. Keep this firmly in mind, because the day will come when you need to hire new office staff and employees. Hiring new employees has become such a more pleasant experience. We now have a nice place to conduct interviews, and people with whom we are interviewing have more positive feeling about the work environment. People would much rather work where it is new, clean, light, and airy than a dark, dirty, old facility that is rented. There are more amenities to be offered when building your facility. We now have his and her bathrooms, a bathroom for the technicians with their own personal shower, a kitchen space, wall-to-wall carpeting throughout, ample parking, and much, much more. You'll be amazed at the response you get with these potential employees see the work environment they're applying to. We are now at the point where we have people stopping in to apply for work just because they saw our building. As new technology continues to help us run our business more efficiently and effectively, a new building set to your own specifications allows you to keep up with these technological changes. Make sure you consult a computer or technology expert who will help you with the state-of-the-art equipment that fits your business needs. You will also be able to easily incorporate your phone systems, lighting, and things like radiant heat. An added security system, which includes 24-hour videotape cameras, helps to keep employee dishonesty in check. It's much easier to add all this new technology into a new building as opposed to working in an already existed rented facility. Of course, what's a business without customers? With a new spacious facility, you have instantly created the best marketing for your business. We all know how expensive good advertising can be, from yellow pages to newspaper ads. One of the first things I did when I was designing the building was to add a large, electronically lit 16x14 sign that could be seen from about a mile away, and put the company name in large, bold, 3-foot letters on the new, well-lit building. This, coupled with a beautiful-looking, brand-new facility, lets your customers know that you are a real, established company and not a fly-by-night organization. Also, thousands of potential customers pass by this beautiful, brand-new building 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Cost-effective advertising just doesn't get any better than this. It is very important to keep your current customer base happy by not raising prices at any time close to the opening of your facility. It could be very detrimental to your business if they think that the cost of running the new building is coming out of their pockets. As a matter of fact, it is quite the contrary. With the new efficiency of the office staff, the technicians, and a great location, our costs of doing business have actually stayed the same. And in the future, I see this becoming less. My warehouse space can now stock more items at better prices. Trucks are loaded more quickly and efficiently. This eliminates the need for trucks to go to suppliers and gives the workers more time to complete their jobs. Your customers will appreciate the smooth transition that is not affecting their pocketbooks. Customers who come into our new facility will be more likely to spend more money once they see the type of operation you run. My customers that come into the office to discuss jobs are upgrading more and ultimately spending more money once they see how impressive our new facility is. As I see it, there's only a couple of downsides to building and owning your own facility. Remember, now that you own your building, you're also a landlord and in charge of building maintenance, from snow removal to fire safety to burglar alarms. It's all on your shoulders now. Carefully investigate the best way to keep your building safe for you, your employees, and your customers. Another downfall of owning your own facility is the reliance that you might have on your tenants. As I stated earlier, most building owners rely on the rent for tenants to help pay their mortgage. A tenant can move out quickly, without notice, or simply not pay the rent at all. Unfortunately, this would leave you without part of the mortgage income that you're relying on. To avoid this problem, I made sure that I can afford to pay for the mortgage on the building without the renters. The bank usually likes you to qualify for the mortgage on your own income. If you find that you need more money from the bank and you have signed tenants, you will most likely get a larger loan based on the income generated by your tenants. However, this is a double-edged sword, which takes us back to my original point that you may possibly lose the extra rental income. Another potential problem with building your own facility is that no matter how well you plan and budget, there are plenty of things that can increase the cost of your building, such as unforeseen excavation costs, rising interest rates, time it takes to build due to bad weather, availability of subcontractors, change work orders on the job. Even the best thought-out plans will have some changes in the field. All this costs you more than your original desired budget. Okay, so you have the building up and running, your employees are happy, your customer base is happy. Now you need to work on growing your business to help pay for this incredible structure. Take pictures. Hire local publicists to help get these photos and stories in local papers. Run ads offering specials, enticing new customers to visit the facility and see what you have to offer. You have now been taken through the complete process of what it is like to imagine, design, build, open, and run your own facility. Yes, it's a lot of hard work, certainly a financial investment, and a big psychological change for you, your family, and your employees. But if you listen to these words of wisdom and follow these guidelines, you can make it work, and the feeling of success and independence will make it all worth it.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates on the World Wide Web. Our website provides a detailed schedule of coming full-day seminars. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it is also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. Remember I mentioned at the beginning of the tape that Grandy & Associates was introducing a brand new program? It's a 3-day program called the Basic Business Boot Camp, designed for trades company owners and managers. The program involves 3 days of intense business training designed to teach contractors all the basics of labor pricing, cash flow, and service agreements. The tuition includes the latest version of Grandy & Associates' industry-leading software program called Labor Pricing for a Profit with Cash Flow Projections, which each contractor will use to model his or her company throughout the 3-day program. Enclosed is a 4-page brochure giving all the details. Each class is limited to 15 contractors, so call soon to reserve your spot while space is still available. The Service Contractors Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.